with my eyes on.
Find it in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3, the Greenfield Business Association, and Hannah is here. Hannah, one of our old friends is here, right?
Yes, we have Brittany back from PV Square, and I'm very excited to talk about their heart and solar. It's my favorite slogan.
Heart? Did I get that right? Heart and solar?
Heart and solar. That's
heart and solar.
Correct.
Brittany, cool. All right. Yeah, you got to explain this one to us.
Oh, golly. Well, it's like the name says. We do things very differently by design.
Yeah.
And we put our heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Which is true. I can attest to that. I've worked with them directly from my own house, and it was such an amazingly supportive process.
Brittany, it's so good to see you back here in the studios at Bear Country 95.3. What's going on with PV Solar?
Well, I am personally excited to announce that PV Squared Solar just earned our DCAM certification. It is a big deal in the trades to be certified.
That's right. If you know, you know.
Mm. All right. Well, wait a second. I don't know. So DCAM certification, what exactly does that mean?
So DCAM, it is an acronym. You want me to spell that out for you?
Yes.
Please.
Okay. DCAM, D-C-A-M-M. It is the Division of Capital Management and Maintenance.
Okay.
It's just a long way of saying that it's an essential credential for public sector jobs. So anyone in the trades, if you know, you know, if you have a DCAM certification, your organization can bid on public sector projects. So anything that is funded by taxpayer dollars. So we're thinking schools, police stations, fire departments, DPWs, like all the rest. It is a rigorous process for sure. Holy smokes. It's awesome for PV Squared, particularly because with Heart and Solar, we want to make sure that our impact for our community values can stretch out beyond traditional residential and commercial work. We want to make sure that Massachusetts, the Valley, every area that we serve can have a renewable energy future.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that to exclude all of this public sector work.
Mm.
So we're going to bring our top-notch solar installation services to a public building near you.
And this is something that I really like to highlight about Greenfield, because I feel like a lot of people don't realize, as a city, how much effort Greenfield has put in over the last several years to bring renewable energy and net zero builds to our public buildings. So having PV Squared right here in Greenfield, able to work with our city, with our public buildings, is it's huge. I mean, it's really an amazing thing about Greenfield that I think people don't know.
Right.
Well, and if you know, you know.
You know.
Well, I think the last conversation that we had, Brittany, was mostly about residential. You know, you working with, you know, residential clients, but, you know, this is a new venture, something completely different, and that's great.
Yes. I mean, we have a very impressive portfolio, if I may, for our commercial work. We're just wrapping up an array at the food bank for Western Mass.
Like,
amazing. A massive installation, but really, again, pointing to our values, like, how can we continue to bring this high quality renewable energy, solar energy to a broader audience to have a bigger impact for our future in Massachusetts and beyond? Like, it's so hard to qualify for these public sector jobs.
Yeah.
So we did it.
It's amazing.
Call
it's
us.
A huge amount of call them.
Call
it's
us.
A huge amount of work. And I'll just give an extra shout out to, a couple weeks ago at our ribbon cutting, I got to meet Josh from your team, who handles a lot of your commercial solar. So for our business owner listeners out there and our property owners listening out there, you know, there's commercial solar, there's residential solar, and now we're talking about public sector, which is part of commercial, but also it's something in and of itself.
A specialized type of commercial solar.
Yes.
For sure. Mm.
So you all handle it just one-on-one, really, really supportive. It's hard to find that everywhere.
Brittany, how does the whole process start? Whether I'm, you know, a residential homeowner, or maybe I represent a business or a municipality in the area, how does this all start?
Our process is a little different, but that's by design. We have this like slogan internally that's measure twice, cut once. You know that whole thing. Our process starts with getting in touch with our intake specialist, either by phone or by our web intake form. And it starts with a conversation. And then someone comes to your house. Someone measures your roof planes either with drones or with drones and by hand. You know, we use the fancy tools when we can, but we do believe in measuring twice before we send you a proposal or ask you for a dime. We want to make sure it's exactly what you need now and in the foreseeable future. So yeah, no matter resi, commercial, or public sector, is a conversation and a visit from a real human.
Real humans.
No AI here.
Real humans. All right.
In a world of AI, real humans.
Real humans.
Nice to hear that.
I know. And October is actually Cooperative Month. I think a lot of people don't know that PB Squared is also an employee-owned business, which we have many of here in Greenfield. And you guys have a lot of opportunities to share about that this month. I'm teeing myself up for sure, but you're going to be at the Chamber Breakfast this coming Friday.
Yes, we will. We are going to have Josh Hilsden, our commercial design and sales expert, representing PV Squared at the Chamber Breakfast on the panel to discuss worker-owned and, you know, as a form of employee-owned cooperative business. And also to shout out one of the events that we have later in the month with GBA.
Oh, yes. What is it? Oh, that's right. That's right. We have our GBA October Roundtable, which we're co-hosting with PB Squared, which I'm very excited. It's our first co-host. And that's going to be at Four Phantoms Brewing at 5 o'clock on Thursday, the 24th, to talk about not only cooperative and employee-owned businesses, but also businesses specifically in the Wells Street corridor. So it's going to be a great conversation, and it's going to wrap up just in time for trivia night. So business owners and managers and everyone who come can stay and hang out after that. It's going to be fun.
At the brewery. Hey, Hannah, if people want more information about the Greenfield Business Association, what should they do?
They should go to greenfieldbusiness.org, where they can find a lot more information about the GBA, but most importantly, information about our business members. We have a whole list on there, PB Squared included, where you can jump right over to a business's website, social media, and get connected with them.
Very good. It's Find It in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3.